Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Yud Aleph. Today is a very halacha lamaisa daf, so we'll try to have a very halacha lamaisa discussion talking about Tsuras HaPesach, the strings that we have around all of our Erevs, but are discussed in the Gemara at the outside of a Mavui. Tsuras HaPesach lamaisa, four or five issues that come up directly on our daf, or indirectly. The first one is indirect, Kavana. Does one need Kavana l'shem Tsuras HaPesach? When one puts up a Tzuras HaPesach. So it doesn't say that in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere that one would need, but the Magen Avraham reads a Yerushalmi. The Magen Avraham in Tuf Reish Lamed, Sif Katan Hey, he assumes that there's something on a base. He reads Yerushalmi as requiring it, which is against Rov Rishonim. The Prima Gadim rereads the Yerushalmi, but if you look in the Vilna Gaon there, in Tuf Reish Lamed, he says our Gemara is a Raya against that Magen Avraham. Again, to read the Lashon of the Magen Avraham, Mikol Makom Sarachian, Dibi Rishalmi. This is in Tuf Reish Lamed in Hilchas Sukkah. Hilchas Sukkah has this. Sarachim Dibi Rishalmi Isa Peya Klias Hazmora Hamatucha Meilan Lilan. You have a vine that goes from one pole to another pole. Matzeles Bisukkah. That hands as a sukkah wall. Ve'ein Sof Srach Matzel. Ve'ein Sof Srach Matzeles Ma Ve'ein Zelazeh Zenase Lekach. He reads the Yerushalmi. The Magen of the Prima Gadim says there's a different shot of the Yerushalmi, but the Magen of Avraham reads the Yerushalmi as saying that it has to be Na'ase Lakach Yesh Lahachmir. If you look in the Vilna Gaon here in the Bir HaGura quotes the Magen of Avraham and says, the Yesh Lomar, the Sphirale, the Mora Digdan Poly, Al Yerushalmi. Our Gemara argues on the Yerushalmi. Where in Mesechas Erevin do you have a Gemara that says you don't need Kavana? The Yamrinan, the Perakama, the Erevin, Dafka bepischi shimoi v'lo mishani b'shalo nasu on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph right here in our Gemara when our Gemara is trying to come up with an ukimta of a problematic mavui. So Rav Kahana answers kitanya he bepischi shimoi. We're talking about inferior defective type of doorways. What does that mean? Chadamer de lesle shakvi where there's nothing on top or uneven removed bricks. No separate frame, less lehutikra. Okay, different days of what, how to come up with an inferior type of Tsuras HaPesach. But ask the Gra, why didn't the Gemara just say you didn't make it l'shem Tsuras HaPesach? So Tzarech Lomar, that you don't need that. You don't need that. So there is the Tshuvas Yeshuas Malka, who's Machmir, like the Magen Avraham, but Me'ikar Adin, the Minag Olam is like the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, Pasuk is like the Vilna Gaon. The Chazon Ish in Kuf Yud Aleph said, hey, says that you could use telephone poles. Telephone poles, as long as we'll see, the string is in the right spot. One is allowed to use that, even though the telephone poles were not made, L'shem Tsuras HaPesach. V'yamnam, says the Chazon Ish, Ima Tsuras HaPesach, Tsuras HaShleima, Shamezuz HaSosmos Mixas HaPesach, Chenkano HaElyon. The chuhu. Let me just find the line. The masajah psukos shazarabim. Here it is. V'chein kana elyon so same mixas habir pesach chashiv tzuras pesach avagav to lo nasa l'shem tzuras pesach v'chomo shakasav hagra simetov reish lamed siv beis lohochiach mehad da amr be'ir ben daf yinal v'pischei shamoi umash v'dari b'seiser hakosel v'alo hakosel lo nasa l'shem b'tzimin v'lo amalei l'meimer d'lesle shakvi d'lesle tikra v'yafilu isle shakvi v'tikra. Ain't Kantoras HaPesach, even though Nasal Hashem B'tzimin. Elavade, ain't Tzarech, Sheyasal Hashem B'tzimin. And that's why he says, I'm in Amr Nilmad, Damudea Telegraph, telephone wires, Vachut Shal Gabehen, Efshar Lusmo Chalei Mishim Tzarech HaPesach. He could use them. Avagav Zlo Nasal Lekach, even though they were made for it, Vagam Achshav, in Iker Tashmishin Lekach, the Iker Tashmish for a telephone wire is for the telephone wire, it's not for the Tzarech HaPesach. Become Akom, Kiva the Ika Diurin. Since there are people that live within these telephone wires that want to use it as a Pesach also, good enough. Even though the people who put up the telephone poles didn't think about it, doesn't matter. HaPesach. And if it would have a doorway, v'chayavin b'mezuzah, v'enkov mezuzah, mishum she'ina mezuzah mishtamera, su l'famim yishkan shutfes nachri v'chulus. That is issue number one, kavana. Number two is min hatzad. The Rav Chisda says on the bottom of Erevin Yud Aleph Amin Aleph, right here, Tzuras HaPesach sh'asam min hatzad lo'asav l'klum. A Tzuras HaPesach is made from the side, lo'asav l'klum. What does that mean, min hatzad? Three different days in the Rishonim, what does that mean? Rov Rishonim. Rashi, the Rashba say that it means that the kane, the top either wire or the top board, is not on top of the lechis. Not on top, it's next to them. right? Often telephone wires, the wires are next to the poles, not on top of the poles. So then even if you use the telephone poles, it doesn't work. Because the lechi has to be on top of the, or the, as it's called, the kana, or they're all called kana. The Gemara says, kana mikan, v'kana mikan, v'kana al gabayan, rather what the Gemara says on Amud Beis here, describing what a Tzuras HaPesach is, kana mikan, v'kana mikan, v'kana al gabayan, that's literal. That's literal. It has to be kana al gabayan, literally, and that is what we paskin. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, like this day of Rashi, and it's in the Rashba too. That's what it means. Min Hatzad is the problem. Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says. Let's read it again. Whenever we can read something in the Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah, it's always important and crucial. Says the Shulchan Aruch Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud Aleph Ma'ut Zeros HaPesach Kana Mikan Kana Mikan Kana Gaben Afilu In Nogea. We'll get to that Vim Chiber Kana Ha'el Yon L'Shnei HaKanim Ola Echad Mehem Minatzad Lo Mahani. Right, it doesn't help. Minatzad is Lo Mahani. What else might Minatzad mean? The Rambam and the Riff of Haigon and the Riff, and the Rambam says it means that I made the Zeros HaPesach on the corner of one of the sides, not in the middle of one of the sides. Well, let's say the doorway is, the wall is 30 feet. I put it all the way at the corner. Put it at the corner. That's not allowed. Says the Rambam. V'tzuras Pesach she'asa, perek tezayin alachachaf. V'tzuras Pesach she'asa, osa menatzad, ein aklum she'ein derech hapsachim, lios bekeren zavis, ela be'emsa. The derech hapsachim are to be in the middle of the wall, not in the corner of a wall. And therefore, it's no good. The Kesef Mishnah points out the Rambam and the Rif Pashtus would hold like Rashi, but they're just adding on another problem. Ava pisha Rif Rabbeinu lo pirshim natzad kepirsh Rashi. We call makom lenyindina mashma dafla didu imchiber kano ha'el yon l'shnei akonim mitzidayan lo mahani. This is tekan al gabeyam mashma al gabeyam v'lo mitzidayan. So Kesef Mishnah points out the Rambam would agree to Rashi and the Rashba also, but this is the Rambam shita. The Ritva is not happy about this approach. Rebbe's not happy for a number of reasons that would be a problem. Number one, he says, Ef Shalafarish Kane. Chada, he quotes this from the Rif, not from the Rambam. Ef Shalafarish Kane. Chada, number one, why did the Gemara earlier say, Pischa Bekeren Zavis Law of the Inshi? People don't make doorways at corners. That meant one whole corner, and it's like a diagonal. Here, the Rambam is saying, even if it's a perfect square, but it's just a door on the side, it sounds like from the Gemara that would be okay. Pischa b'keren zavis lo avdi inshi, avo bizavis avdi. They don't make in the keren zavis, but they make in the zavis. Number one. Number two, va'o demaita mitartzinon ela al gaban. Havo lemeimra ela b'emseison. The way that you solve it shouldn't be al gaban. The Rambam should say that what's the opposite of minatzad according to the Rambam? Emsa, not gaban. Va'o. Hakadim elu shenasan samach lezavis mandekar shmayu. The Rabbi Yisrael litkar lo dal kundesin ba nachon kidepirish Rashi zal. So he said it means when it's not on top of the two standing lechis, but it's next to it. That is not acceptable. So that is the Rambam shita and Rav Haigon and the Rif, and the Rifa argues. The Rabbi Hananel has a third shot. The Rabbi Hananel here says if there's no mashkof on top at all, that's what minatzad means. There's no top. Okay, the third. What if it's flush against the top? What if it's on the side? I mean, what's the problem with it being on the side? Is it that the standing poles go above it? Or is it that it's on the side? What if it's flush on top? So the last three lines of the Ritva that I did not read, but now I'll read it. The Ritva says that if you look in Rashi, Rashi says that being in the emsa of the standing poles is the problem. The Ritva says it's lavdafka. Mashapirsh Rashi, shenasan kana be'emsa isan, lavdafka. Dim kain, lamalele ukme bishenasnu al gaban, neima afilu minatzad, kshusamech l'roshan. Right, if minatzad is the problem, and next to the head is kosher, it should have said that. Anything minatzad is a problem, even if it is flush with the top. Who argues? The Taz. The Taz is Mekalir. The Taz is Mako. In this case, in Simin, here, in Kuf Shin Samach Beis, the Taz says that he thinks that would be okay in that situation. But you're in Pashin. Tahach minatzad l'pirish Rashi, and he's b'dayik it from Rashi. Ein ha'iser ela im ha'chevel shelamala kashur shelo bitzei ha'elyon shelakana ela bolek sas min akana lamala min ha'chevel. That's when it's a problem. Avol mukarach bitzei ha'elyon mitzido vein bolek mi akana lamala min ha'chevel kashur. And he thinks that's what Rashi is saying. That is the Taz. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah assumes that Rov Achronim are against this Kula of the Taz. Against the Kula. Vida, the Mashemekel Ataz, says the Mishnah Berurah. What the Taz is Mekel, Afilu Aso Menatzad, Im Asao Begova Hakana Beshavi Makana Mamish, Shein Hakana Omeid Bole Dulamal Benachevel, Kol Achronim Cholken Avav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, all the Achronim are Cholek. Well, the Achronim, the Sharatzian quotes, the Cheben Moshe, the Eben Ozer, the Tosef Shabbos, the Karban Esan, the Machzaz HaShekel, and he quotes the Nishmas Adam, Shekei Muchach, Gam Kemi HaRitfa, Delo Kavase, that's the Ritfa that we just read, Gam Mechlushi HaRashba, HaNitfas Mechalish Besug Yizu Muchach, Delo Kavase. Okay, but he says, everybody argues, to be Inan Sheyachemal Al-Gavi HaKonim Mamish. Fine. That is the Taz is Kula. Sometimes, if it's 5 minutes before Shabbos and you need to rely on something, one might need to rely on that. The Mishnah Berurah does say if it's on top, but it's just seeped in a little bit in order to hold it, that might be okay. But what's related to this? Tachuv. What if something goes straight through? Right? On top is kosher. On the side is pasul. At the edge of the side on top, that's the machlokas, the Taz and the others. What if it goes straight through? Sometimes you have a string that goes straight through the pole, so what if it stunt him? So you might say that's not on top, so it's like menatzad, because you have a lot of pole on top. But on the other hand, it's not next to, it has a lot of pole under it. You're right, it has pole above it, but it has pole under it too. So that's the sugya called tachuv. So the Nesivus in the Tikkun Erevin of the Makar Chayim, he's Machshir, the Chazon Ish, the Aruch HaShulchan, a number of poskim are Machshir, the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Samach Beis, Sif Lamed Beis. He quotes different types of Midos, the Chulu, and he's Makel there. Let me just find it. Here it is, Davar Pashatu, Shim Hakone Sha'al Gabehen, Munach Behakone, Shemikan Umikan, Avobi Shod Harbe Bolton Hakone Mi, Shemikan Umikan Lomala Me Hakone Sha'al Gabehen, Kigosha Chokak Patocha Hakone, Rasan Hakone Elion Patocha Chakak Shemikan Umikan, Maech Baslanu, Masha Bolton O Lomala Lomala, Vyesh Toen Lomar, Shagamze Mikri Minatzad, some say this is also Minatzad, Alpilash and Rashi, Otoosu, I think it's a mistake. So the Aruch HaShulchan is very strong. Right, that this should be kosher, and the Chazon Ish, the Tikkun Erevin, the Prima Gadim is Besupik, right, we try not to rely on it if we don't need to. But that's an important issue of Tachuv, right? But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the suffix of the Prima Gadim. That's the next line of the Mishnah Berurah that I didn't read. Then Akonish Lamala Tachuv, Akonish Lakonish, and Nechak Saspi Akonim, Akonim Oath and Lamala, Mistapik at Prima Gadim, Umitsadi Bazeh Lahachmir. Fine. Next. On Yud Aleph Amid Beis, on Amid Beis of today's daf, it quotes what we just read before, Kana Mikan, 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 Mikan Al Gabehen, but it quotes a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet, so we pass on like Rav Nachman, Ein Srichin Liga. Ein Srichin Liga, the bottom two, the standing two poles, don't have to touch the pole or the wire that's above it. As long as the standing poles are 10 tfachim high, that's somewhere between 31 to be the smallest shita of Chaim Noah, and 40 inches, the Chazon Ish. But as long as it's 10 tefachim high, and the strings or the kana on top is above it, that works. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way, in Shin Samach Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, that it does not have to be touching. Ein Srichan Liga. And the Rabbi Kiva Eger on that Shulchan Aruch says, well, why Ein Srichan Liga? Because we paskin good asik, that it goes straight up. It's ki'ilu, the walls go straight up and touch the wire. Being that's the reason, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the poles don't have to be the same height. What if one is 10 tefachim and one is 15 tefachim? That's okay. That's okay, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Not that if you're making one wire go from one pole to the other pole. That's also okay. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says here, because of Gudasik, V'atam Mishun Devrina Gudasik, V'akonim Olim Arachevel, Umitam Zeh Afilu Kona Echad Gavoa, V'kona Echad Namuch, Lo Aviki Pischa Shamoi, Barosho Echal Shamayim, Barosho Echal Aretz. Because you're using Godasik, they both go straight up equally. Tadar Minin Akane Hanamach Ola Alamala. That's why it is okay. Lafizeh, okay. And he said, quotes then, if the Chevel is Meshupa, then it could be a problem. But that's the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this. What happens? It doesn't have to touch. What about if you have a Dover Hamafsik? Let's say sometimes on some telephone poles, let's say, you have like a box. have a box towards the top of the pole. And then on top of that, you might have the wire. Or sometimes you have a roof sticking out. You have a roof sticking out. You want to use a wire, and the wire goes over a roof. And the pole is under it. So with a davar hamafzik, a problem. So here, the taz is machmir. The taz is machmir not to have a davar hamafzik. That's the taz here in Shin Sama Gimel. Sif Yotes, that you cannot have a davar hamafzik. Let me just turn the page here. Ode. The im lamala min akanim shema amidin lamata yesh gag shemafsek bein gova achevel akanim yesh yisher bazeh. Why? To lavi tzurach al pesach bazeh. That's not normal tzurach al pesach. Kiven shah gag mafsek bein chevel lakanim. Veinos in tzurach al pesach bein yizeh. El tzurach sheyiftach nekev gadol. You gotta make a hole. Gotta make a hole right above where the standing poles are in order for the airspace. You can say gurasik and it goes up. That's the chumrah of the taz. The taz was meikel before, alatzad on top, but here, the taz is machmir, you can have a davar hamafzik. The Tosef HaShabbos and the Aruch HaShulchan again are meikel here. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Shin Samach Beis. Sif Mem Vav, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Im yotzim eza blitos mikosalim, hagavoim yutvachim in haaretz. If it goes out, ve'einam gavoim gimel tvachim in haaretz, v'chulu. V'yesh mi sha'omer, shezorach lizor, kishemoteach hakona elyon al agag al eza binyan, umotcho, shoteith blitas agag shekorin kapaz, mitachas hakona elyon. V'yesh mi sha'cholek, umevi raya, v'yakopanem mutter, he thinks it is a mutter, and he has rayas for that. That hefzik is not masik. He quotes the Tosef HaShabbos. Minolam lachalik b'kach. Varotzel azesu dedei rishona yasa nekev bablita. But again, make a din. You don't have to do that. So we spoke about kavana. We spoke about minatzad. We spoke about tachuf. We spoke about ein srich and liga. We spoke about a hefzik. The Gemara says also here on Yudalf HaMabez, it has to be strong. Has to be strong. Has to be bria. Has to be bria. The Tzuras HaPesach has to be strong. So what has to be strong? That is also a machlokes. What has to be bria? So if you look in the summary shown him, some mafarshim say both the standing poles and the horizontal pole has to be strong. But if you look in the rivash and the tshuva, and the Shulchan Aruch pasuk is like the rivash, that only the sides. The top could be even a string. The rivash writes in Simin Tuf Hay. Simin Tuf Hay in a tshuva, a whole fascinating tshuva all about what's a rishus harabim, whether you need 600,000 and 16 amos and mefulash and all the different. He was asked to Shiloh, could you build an Erev in a certain place? He says, Amnam Hakora Shalmala Sagi Bakal Shehu, Kamo Sha'amr B'Yushalmi, Afil Akonami Kan, Akonami Kan, Vigemi Al Gabehen. The language of the Yushalmi, even a Gemi. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like this. Lakula, then that's the Minhag Olam, to use strings, not to use strings for the standing poles, but to use strings for the, what's across on top? Right, that's in Shin Sama Feis. Ma'ot Tzuras HaPesach, if you as we just said, the kanim on the side have to be strong. The kana on top could be anything. Afilu gemi mahani. Even gemi, anything could help. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Machzas HaShekel, to mikol makom kil kana shal gaban mikana shebitstadim. Right, the gemi can't. This gemi on top, it could be mashu, but it's not supposed to wave in the wind. Shelo yinatel al yidei ruach, says the Mishnah Berurah quoting Achronim. Even though it's not supposed to move, it's still more mako than the ones on the side. The ones on the side shouldn't move at all. It's not called a mechitza if it's movable. It shouldn't be moved a lot. Some are very machmir about this. He quotes this from the Mishkanus Yaakov. According to the Mishkanus Yaakov, he's machmir and he says it can't move at all. Really can't move at all. No waving. But the Chazon Ish says that he thinks in Simon Ayin Zayin Ozvav that only major waving, Simon Kufchav Gimel, the Mishkas Yaakov is where he talks about the no waving, but the Chazon Ish says that he thinks Ayin Zayin Vav, only major waving would be a problem if it's for Tvachim out. When it moves, if it's going to move in a regular wind more than three tvachim, then even when it's not waving, it's batel. He thinks that is okay. And again, you know, most Arabs nowadays, we try to make them as tight as possible. If it moves a little bit, it is okay, like the Chazon Ish and like others. Okay, a number of issues about Tzuras HaPesach le Maisa.